So that's the curious thing about the Detroit River is, like, specifically the Detroit River, mainly through Detroit, you're not really allowed to dive. And I've heard stories of divers going in and then getting pulled out by the dive team. Or, you know, when they get out, the dive team is there gearing up, ready to go in and get them. But there's some operations that involve the Ambassador Bridge and things that people throw off of it that they like to be in control of. And then also just the river walk alone can have a lot of hazards thrown in, you know, and so, like, needles and things like that. So they tend to not want you to get in the water at all anywhere through Detroit. But the St. Clair River, you know, up through Marysville, Marine City, is strong. It's very strong. I can't really speak on the specifics of the Detroit River, but I can tell you that it is probably, you know, it all varies based on depth and topography on the bottom, so I wouldn't doubt it. The St. Lawrence River is, like, pretty wild, too, and has some really bizarre currents that'll push you up and down, and that's kind of bad when you're diving, because you don't want to just all of a sudden end up at 120 feet when you're supposed to be only at 60 with other people, and they're getting pushed up. But yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't doubt that it's a little hairy.